Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Wade Rathke, and you're listening to Wade's World, a Voice of the People program. Welcome to the east side of town so that we can talk about how the other half lives and what life is like here living in Wade's World, whether that's the east side of Little Rock, New Orleans, or on Acorn Radio in Nairobi, Arua, Kampala, Bengaluru, Bristol, or Bombay, points east and west where we are either rebroadcast or live streamed at kbf.org, wamf.org, or acornradio.org. A podcast will be available of this show and on these websites and at www.chieforganizer.org. You know the story on Wade's World. We talk to the most interesting people in the world. And today we're talking to my colleague and friend, Arnaud Villani, who's in Brussels, Belgium, and works with several organizations, but one new Acorn affiliate, Woon. Welcome to Wade's World, Arnaud.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us what Woon is.
Okay, so Woon started 2 years ago, and it's an organization who's based on the same approach than Acorn. So basically, it's a membership organization, grassroots. So we right now organizing in Brussels area for the whole region, because Brussels is a city and a region. We have been doing now right now a campaign on rent cap, and we try to fight for a better house in Brussels.
We're going to talk more about this rent cap campaign, but Woon is spelled W-U-U-N-E. What does that stand for? Is that an abbreviation, or what is that?
Yeah, it's the funny words to say. Just it's a way of a Brussels old language to say just in habits. It's just old word that can be in a Flemish and a French, can make the mix of the two languages. And that's why we choose this funny name. And basically, it's just like, how to habit a city with all the services and all your needs. So that's why we choose this this name.
Well, I know this is something you had to explain to me, but Belgium is sort of a unique country in terms of how the regions work. Wallonia, and why don't you explain a little bit how these three or four regions work? Because that's part of what you're up against, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think it's also something similar to the United States.
Okay.
I mean, like, by the way, it's a federal state. That means that on the national level, the authorities got like all the competencies, like all the what you call like defense health system and all the stuff is on the federal
Right.
federal level. But then you have the region got a lot of power, and especially about housing issue, about like all the scholarship, all the schools, education, and that means that the decision level is more on a regional level. And you have three regions in Belgium: the Flemish, the Flanders, the Brussels region, that is like Washington DC, and the Wallonie region, that is the French part.
And a lot of the work you're doing is in Wallonia, isn't it?
Okay, basically my job is right now I'm busy working also in Wallonia. Woon is only for the Brussels region,
Right.
as I mentioned, because the target we have is on the regional level. But we are also busy on building other tenants union in Wallonia, and especially in one city called Charleroi. That is all mine cities, and with a lot of problem, housing problem. And so we busy there, and another city called Namur in the Wallonie also, where we try to start a tenants union. Yeah.
We're going to talk about all of that. So you mentioned that in the Brussels region and city, we've been involved in a sort of unique housing campaign there that y'all have initiated recently. You want to try to explain that and tell us where we stand now?
So yeah, I will try to explain, but in English it's not so easy. So don't
No, it's
hesitate to help me
complicated. I'll
also.
help every way I can.
So yeah, there's a new law in Brussels that allow the tenants to complain about abusive rents. That means that you have a rent that is an average rent based on the market, and if your rent is up to this rents, you can go to a commission and complain about your rent and ask to have that your rent go down. That's on paper, but basically and practically, it's not so easy because you have to do a lot of work for that. You have to fill some documents and other stuff, and then you have to go to a commission where you have two representatives of the tenants' organization and two representatives of the landlords, and then can discuss about your rent. And what we have seen these few months is that the landlords are using some strategy to have like some comfort arguments to allow their rent to be up to this average rent. So that
Right.
means that for us, the campaign is to help people to go on this commission because it's the only way right now to complain and to have a rent cap. But the campaign is based on we want a real rent cap. That means that is for us, it's a problem that the tenants have to do all this process by themselves. To also sometimes have some repression from the landlords. And so the tenants union is here for helping them to complain and to go on this commission, but basically also to have a big and massive tenants unions who can win a real rent cap that will go through another system that is not based on the tenants.
So basically, there's a schedule in Brussels about what rent levels should align with certain features or amenities in that apartment unit. And
Yes.
theoretically, as Arnaud is explaining, if your rent was not aligned, if you were paying way more and getting way less, the commission should adjust your rent down if it was a fair process. And I know
Yeah.
Woon has filed a number of specific cases to try to test this commission to see what happens. Have we gotten any response yet from the commission on any of the cases that Woon has filed?
We're still waiting. For the first case, we have
Wow.
been to the commission and we're waiting for this decision in a few days or a few hours, maybe. But what we can see is that right now, I think there's like 80 tenants who dare to go to this commission, and they have been publishing about something like 15 decision, and most of them are against tenants. That means that the commission has statute that the rent was not abused because they, as I mentioned, they say there is some like a nice view, or there's a it's next to a metro, or it's there is some nice materials, and that means that then the commission say it allows to the rent to be out of the average rent.
And this 2-2 vote, two landlords and two tenants, makes it almost impossible for the tenants to win because you have to almost have consensus between competing sides, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You have a majority vote, so that means not a majority, a consensus. Yeah, it's so that means that everybody has got has to share the decision, and basically that means that you take the less the minimum decision, and that's basically most of them are to say no, it's just it's okay. The rent is not abused, and what we try is to really to be well, very well prepared, and the job we've done with the members to really have a good arguments to defend on the commission, that's really important. So the job that we're doing is quite heavy. It's really long, but it's really useful to then to show all the problems we have been facing, and especially have arguments to say this is not working for tenants, and this is not working to stop the rent in Brussels, and we need more. So basically, right now, it has been 1 year that the commission has been working, and now we can go on another step on the campaign and to say, okay, we have been trying that for 1 year, now we have to go further.
Exactly. We're talking to Arnaud Bonde, who's been organizing to support Woon in Brussels and also supporting the growth of Tenet and other organizations and elsewhere in Wallonia. So theoretically, the judge or justice of the peace would be the final arbiter if there's a split decision, or is that, can it be, if they can't get consensus, can they appeal to the justice of the peace, or are you just stuck?
No, yeah, definitely. Then the commission, if the commission say, okay, your rent is too high and it's abusive, then you can the commission can try to have a conciliation. Like, it means that they put the landlords and the tenants together and try to have a decision, especially on how much the rent has to be cut,
Right.
because it's just a first step. You say it's abusive, and then you have to say, okay, what's the right price? And so that's a negotiation, and I think also the role of a tenants union is really important there to be really well prepared on the negotiation. And I mean, like, on the Ecole model, negotiation is really something that we have been trained for and all stuff. So, and then if the conciliation, the negotiation don't arrive to any consensus, then you can go to the justice of the peace, and then the judge can statue, and if you have if the commission has already give like a decision, it can help you to have then a decision from the justice, and then the landlords cannot go against this decision and has to apply this
It's binding then,
this
right?
binding, yeah.
So we're about to have a meeting in Brussels that Arnaud and I have been working on. He's been essential in helping put this together, where the organizers from around the Acorn world, about 50 of them, are going to be meeting in Brussels. One of the things that Arnaud and I are putting together is having people for a couple of hours in one of the afternoons when everybody is there, go out and try to go door to door, building to building, and spread the word about this. Do a lot of people know how this whole rent law works, or what's the thinking? Will we really be able to spread some good gospel out there in Brussels while we're there?
I think now the tenants are well informed. There's been a lot of information about this new law, and it was really also the landlords did a lot of noise about that and how it's so bad about market and all stuff. So I mean, like, something other people around the world can also share with every time you try to have some decisions against the market. But basically, right now, the people are quite informed about that. But the problem is that they're really scared of making some steps against their landlords, because they're really scared about the repression, that the landlords can stop the contract, can sometimes, yeah. You know, many different way of making problems to the tenants, and when you have been looking for a house for maybe 1 year, then you finally find a place, even if the rent is abusive, you don't want to get in trouble. So that's the problem we faced. And another problem is also that a lot of house got really big problem, like we call unsanitary. I don't know what's the word, but
Well,
like really,
mold, I think I heard
yes.
that there was mold in some places and some deterioration in some of the apartments people are forced to take, right?
Exactly. And that's then if you have that kind of problem, you have to call another service of the region that's statute. If the house got problem, then you have another process and you cannot go to the commission. And that's another problem is that like the we've been knocking on the door for a few weeks now, and the people are really living in bad condition, like really housing that's got really big problems, also with electricity and other stuff. And those kind of situation, we cannot push them to go to the commission. We have to help them by another
Right.
way. And that's the problem we face. So we have to find some tenants that are in the same times living in not so bad condition and not in also very comfortable house, because otherwise we are sure that they won't have any good decision. And we have also to find some tenants that are ready to go and fight with the landlords. And those condition is not so easy to find right
Nothing
now.
is easy about this work, and certainly Brussels, the new organization WOON, is facing some mountains to climb, but doing a great job doing so. So we also, when I was with you recently, we visited Charleroi, which is in Wallonia. Tell us a little bit about what's happening there, because that's sort of a unique town, isn't it?
Yes, so as I mentioned, it's a city that was really rich during the first part of the century because of the mine and all the industry, and then it collapsed from the 70s until now, and now it's really high like some other city in the in America like Detroit and also. No, it's really people don't have job. It's also a lot of problems as you can imagine, and especially about housing. Like you have landlords who really rent some really, I will say like township. I don't know what slum or it's not even house. Like you have so many problems, and the people are renting that because they cannot find any other place. The rent is quite okay for them, and they don't want to complain because if they complain, then the city can come and make a visit. And then if there's no amelioration, then they close the house.
Yeah,
So the
then there's
people are
no
really
place for them to
scared.
go, huh?
And there's no place to go, and the city doesn't have any responsibility to find them other house, so they are really on the streets. So that means that the city is also scared on going and making some visits. And why we try to push is really that's the city make some pressure on the landlords so that they can do the work that they're supposed to do as a landlord, so repair the what they have to repair. But right now they has like quite an they feel really not concerned. And what we try to do is to organize tenants, but it's really a tough work because they are really scared of doing any move. They're really scared of being evicted. So slowly by slowly, we have some small victories on some landlords. We obtain some repairs, some stuff. But we're now gonna do a campaign on humidity and mold in the house because it's a big problem. Like night, like you have
I mean, that's a public
half.
health concern, right?
Yes, exactly, and especially in those country where you have a lot of rain, it's really a health issue. And we estimate that it's about around 10,000 family that is concerned by that problem in Charleroi, on about 40,000 family that are renting on the private market. So it means that it's 25% of the tenants that are really facing a problem like that, and the authorities are not doing nothing to help them.
It's crazy. We're talking to Arnaud Balan, who is organizing in Belgium with our affiliates in Acorn. We visited Charleroi with a number of the leaders and with Arnaud. And I really want you to tell about this one building, this large building of one landlord and several of them. Y'all had one on inspections that there were public health problems. We literally stood outside of the building and we could see from the outside mold all over some of the upper stories. They were written up, and then what happened? I mean, tell the story about this particular fight you're all involved in.
You're talking about the yeah we were we have been contacted by one tenants that where the city came and say there's a problem of humidity and she was really scared of getting evicted and then we asked for an audition so that the tenants could tell the city all the demands that she has been asking to the landlord that did nothing. So we helped her and we have been and then we won some at the end. We want that the landlords push some air ventilation and that, so that can help the mold going away. And it's not okay, it's half repaired, but then now we try to organize all the tenants to win some more, some bigger retrofit. But the tenants is really, I don't know what to say, but he's. As many landlords is really fighting and he tell us that we are lying that we yeah we he's doing like really bad
But
stuff
Arnaud, didn't the landlord reach out and get the inspector to change his inspection and put pressure?
and exactly I forgot this so the first report said that it was humidity by infiltration so that means that it wasn't it was called it was yeah the reason of the humidity is to have infiltration and then the landlords call the inspectors of the city and say that's not possible. It's because of the tenants that are too much and that are not they're cooking and they don't open the window. And you have to come back and make another report. And he came back and he make another report to say that it was by condensation. That means that it was for the reason was too much
He was blaming the
CO2 and
tenants for the
so
mold, which is
yeah.
saying that
But that's
they were cooking too much pasta or something like that, wasn't he? I mean,
yeah,
it was crazy.
and no, but that's really something we face many times, and I call it the mold battle. That means that we have to be really ready to have technical arguments to say no, it's not because of the tenants that are too many in the apartment or that they're not opening the window, but it's because of the structural problem and that's really a big battle and it's always the same stuff that they are arguing. No, you are yeah not stupid thing like yeah.
Well, and it's the irony to me is from the outside, not even going in a single unit, we could see the mold all over the
Yes.
balconies upstairs.
No, yes.
And I mean, how can you can't blame the tenants for something that's outside the building? I mean, it's
No,
sort of,
definitely.
but
Definitely,
this
but
is how you think of Europe and Belgium, part of the European Union as, first world progressive countries, and then you find ridiculous situations for tenants. When you
yeah.
talk about rent caps, we've recently won some rent caps and rent controls in both Scotland and some cities and provinces in Canada. But there are no such caps on how high rent can be raised in Belgium at this point, in Brussels region or in Wallonia, are there?
In fact, as what I understood for the rent cap is that we come from different situation, and basically in Belgium, we have already kind of rent cap during the stay of the tenants. That means that when you have a contract, the landlords cannot put your rent, like he has to respect the inflation and can only put some little change on the rent during the contract. But the problem is between two contracts. That's where is the problem, and we try to find to fight for this problem. That's the landlords usually change the rents between two tenants. So in Wallonia, it's right now it's the right and the center right are in this is on the government, and we sure that is there's nothing that can happen for a few
Right.
years. It's not gonna
Right.
change. I mean, like, they are supporting landlords and the private market.
I mean, between contracts, what Scotland won is they can't raise the rent more than 6%. And in some Canadian areas, you can't raise it more than 3%. So it's the same situation. But in Belgium right now, or what you're saying is between a contract, there's no limits to how much they can raise the rent.
No, at all. And so, if they just put some new painting on the wall, they just add 100 euro to the rent. And so, that's really a big problem. And so, they want also to evict and to push the tenants out. So, we have also a different system. We have a 3 years contract and a 9 year contract. And you have also some short-term contract, like for 6 months and 1 year. So all these different contracts make difficulties to follow also the what's the rent. In Brussels, they've been doing some nice new stuff. So you cannot change the rent between two short-term contracts. So it means that if you have a 3 years and then you resign for 3 years, you cannot change the rent. But it's who can control that? If you don't have any tenants unions behind the tenants, they won't complain. It's really complicated. So it's always the same problem. You have law, and then you have the way of the how you can apply a law.
You've
And for
got
Wallonia,
some
it's
challenges in Belgium. We've been talking to Arnaud Behane about the work of Woon in Brussels and his work elsewhere. Arnaud, if people want to support the organizing you're doing, is there a website or an email where they can find out more about it or connect with you?
Yeah, definitely. We are on Instagram and Facebook, so it's WUUNE. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a website www.wuune.be. That's where you can find all the information. It's in French, unfortunately. It's not already translated in English, but we're gonna do it quite soon because there's a lot of people from all over the world in Brussels that cannot speak French. So it's also a challenge. But then, and basically it's the same as Acorn model. You can becoming a members, and then you pay your dues every month. And you can also help us if you want to give some money right like that. But
Excellent. And if you can't get on their website, you can contact Acorn and we'll connect you. This has
Yeah,
been
definitely.
a great conversation about what's happening in Belgium. I know it surprised many people. Thank you for being with us, Arnaud. This has been Wage World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never heard. And as Lucinda Williams sings, things you've never seen, you'll never forget. Wage World is underwritten by the Darrow Foundation, a progressive force enabling change based in Little Rock, Arkansas. And as the song goes, we say it loud. We say it on the air. We say it on the radio. Until next week, when we'll have another guest, this is Wade Rathke from Wage World. Thank you.